real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you would like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. Now here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha and mahalo for tuning in to Hawaiian Automotive 101. Today, there's several things we want to talk about. But most importantly, I'd like to wish everybody out there Happy Easter. There's a lot of accidents lately. And the news and HPD puts it out as speeding. Yeah, we know they're speeding. But you know, folks, if you stop and think about it, people don't just go speeding. No. If they're called out to go race, somebody wants to race them, they'll race them on whatever stretch of road. That young man that died in Waianae, where his car crashed into the ditch, and they had to cut it apart to get him out. From what I could see, it looks like the front CV shaft broke off, and causing the car to lose control. The CV shaft is the front drive axle. Most of your cars today are front wheel drive. What I mean by that is not the steering on the front wheel, but it steers on the front. But the power is from the front wheels, not the rear. In the old days, all the cars had rear wheel drive. The rear tires had the power, not the front. Today's cars mostly are front wheel. And because of that, because you have to turn and all that, the axle cannot be a solid axle. If it was a solid axle, you would not be able to turn the wheel. Okay? So, because of that, there is like a knuckle or joint from the axle to the hub that holds the wheel. That hub has a rubber boot. And if the boot should tear, it will fling all the grease from the bearings out. Now, a person doesn't know this is happening. When you have your car serviced, is when the people that service your car should check it out and let you know that you need to replace that axle shaft. Well, part of safety check is supposed to be part of that. But from day one, they have never checked the axle shaft. So what good is safety check? What good is it? Now the state, I don't know how they're feeling about these accidents, but if ever a good lawyer get a hold of it, the state would be liable, because they issued the safety check through their agent. The agent is the auto shop. The state would be liable because they did not check that part or the brake or even the steering. When you have safety check done, it's supposed to be checked. Part of safety check is the technician is supposed to take it for a drive to test it out. Any of you have your car tested like that? All they check for, lights, signal light, horn, and that's it. Your mileage? That is not a safety check. So folks, save your money. Get rid of safety check. It's not doing the job, so why have it? Why spend that $20 or $25 or whatever extra for nothing? But the big thing, the big issue on the new safety stickers, there's the VIN number, the vehicle identification number that is printed on the safety sticker. If someone gets a phone, takes picture of that safety sticker, takes the VIN number to a locksmith, they will be able to buy a key for that car. That's the modern way of stealing cars today. Now, a lot of people, you know, have their cars damaged or whatever. They don't have the money to buy new cars. They go and take picture of the VIN number and just go down, get a key, steal a car, switch the license plates. Who would know? When the license plates are switched, nobody will know. They can drive it all over the place, through the police department, every place. They will not be pulled in for a stolen vehicle, because it's impossible for the police to see that this is a stolen car without actually physically pulling it over and looking at the VIN number, looking at the registration, and see if the VIN numbers match. Okay? So, why was the VIN number put on the safety sticker? It's not so that you cannot steal it, because you can't steal it anyway. It comes apart. Okay? And they already have the license number on that sticker. The license number been on the sticker from the way in the past. So why? What's the reason for putting the VIN number on there? The state puts it on so that your car gets stolen. I know a lot of you trust the state. Think again, folks. Think again. Another example is a person called me Wednesday and told me that, I don't want to mention what's the service station, but he went there to fill gas. Normally, 8 gallons would fill his tank. Normally. He filled almost 10 gallons. He said, now, how is this possible? It's because the pump is pumping and but not putting in the gas. Okay? So if the gas is not going in, he's not buying a full gallon. Naturally, he's going to buy more gas, you know, technically, but not getting the amount. When Linda Lingle was governor, she eliminated the Weights and Measures office. The Weights and Measures was the people that went out to the gas stations and checked every pump to make sure it pumps a full gallon, and went out to check the scales to make sure scales were accurate. But now today, folks, you don't have that. Okay? You know, it's really expensive to live in Hawaii. You know, you don't need this to add to it. This is wrong, wrong, wrong. And you, the people of Hawaii, need to stop it. Because you are being ripped off. And we've been checking the pumps. And to this day, I have yet to see one pump that pumps exact gallon. Not one of them went over. all of them were under. So, go think about it. When you pull a lever, like everybody, most everybody does, you pull it all the way so it tilts faster. You want to get out of there quick. Well, when you pull it faster, you get less. They charge you more, but give you less. So you're cheating yourself. We've tested it. Okay? And the closest I could get to a gallon was 1 inch. 1 inch before a gallon. So if you fill 10 gallons, you'd be 10 inches short. Right? So, you know, you go think about it in a year's time, that's a lot of money. A lot of money. So, what's the remedy? They need to put back the weights and measures to check everything and make sure everything is on the up and up. Okay? Now, that's a big issue. But the issue I've been talking about is these cars and motorcycles and mopeds that crash. On the news, it seems like these young people are doing it just speeding for no reason down the road. Okay? Majority of the times, they're racing somebody. They're not doing it just for the fun of it. Think about it. Okay? Honolulu does not have a racetrack. Island of Oahu has no racetrack. Island of Oahu, it has the most population of all the islands. Kauai, Maui, the Big Island, all has a racetrack. Oahu had one, and it closed down. For money. Got sold. So now, they don't have one. And it's common sense, folks. A person goes out, buys a Corvette, a Ferrari, a Porsche, high-performance car, motorcycle. Are they going to drive speed limit to the supermarket to go pick up food and stuff like that? And along comes a guy that says, hey, I want to try you out. Let's see how fast your car is. They're going to try them out. It's like the old West. The gunfight. Right? The gunfighters came up. And they had a gunfight. Well, the human beings are one species in the world that love to race. That's why it's called the human race. Okay? From way back, when they had the Romans, all the way back from the beginning of time, the human race, it's in the blood. Okay? So, it was really hard for us to get Hawaii Raceway Park. Really hard. And it was because of Jimmy Pfluger, his wife, donating the land, which was Campbell Estate, and three doctors. One of the doctors was Masato Hasegawa, who pitched in and built Hawaii Raceway Park way back in 1964. Well, they had to build it because of safety of the young folks. I was one of them that raced at Sandy Beach, by the steel mill at the Campbell Estate, Pali Highway, all over. So I know the thing firsthand. But how many politicians actually raced illegally on the road. I know of none. So they don't know the problem. Now, whenever there's, and we came across a lot of this, whenever there is an accident, a crash, somebody lose control and crash, everybody leaves the scene. Nobody stays there and say, excuse me, they were racing and I was involved with this. Who's going to be involved with that and get arrested? Common sense. Everybody leaves. Okay? That young man that was on a motorcycle on H1 and crashed his motorcycle by the Paloma off-ramp. And they never found his body for 12 hours. But if that was back in the early days, the police department would have found him. Because they're not going to look at this motorcycle on the side of the road, crash, and there's no driver. They're going to want to find out, where's the driver? Okay? So, back in the old days, they would look for him. And maybe if they did that, that young man would be alive today. I don't know. But he was racing on H1. And racing is not a bad thing, folks. It's a lot of fun. It's very accelerating. It's a lot of fun. And that's why the human races. Human race. Okay? Got a question or whatever, give us a call at 808-524-1080. 524-1080. Okay? And I think it's about break time.
We'll be right back with George Nita on Hawaiian Automotive 101.
Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there's a faster, cheaper, and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367. 223-9367, or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled EnviroClean.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks, and they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
She's real fine.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And how's Rolling Bob?
Hey, George, Rolling Bob doing great. And you know, I was watching Netflix the other night and I saw an old episode of Top Gear. I don't know if you ever watched the show with the British guys, you know, and they race cars around. They had a segment where they called Beat the Heat, and I googled this, and there's programs where you race the police is basically what it is. The police sponsor it, and you go to the drag strip and you get the race police cars like the kids, right? And then the police also have full-on drag cars that they have, but you know, like initially you go, you could go with your car and you race a police officer. for fun.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah, and everybody, you know, like George has always said, you know, the kids, they love that stuff. They're all there. They're lined up. They're ready to go.
That's right.
And what happens? They're with the police. They find out the police aren't bad guys, mm-hmm. right?
Yep.
Sharing common interests, and everybody benefits. Then the kids are less likely to race, right? Because they know they're going to get it out Friday night. So what do? They save up for Friday night to race because they have pots. Like they have, like, you know, a couple of $100. It's like, you know, nothing to break the bank.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, but like you said, people like to race. You give them a place to race off the street that's safe for everybody. And, you know, you can only win. I just don't understand how they can't see that.
Bob, you better wake up and look around.
No, but I just, you know, we were talking about it the other day, and I say there's things that are so obvious to do.
Yep.
Like, stop spending on new stuff. Like, if I was governor, I would just tell everybody, there's no new program. So don't come to me. I need this. We got everything covered. We need to fix what we're working on.
That's right.
Build a track. Build something, you know, nice that have races come here from Japan, from the mainland. You know, I mean, there's...
They would love to come.
I'm working myself up.
They would love to come.
Right, exactly. Oh, they'd love the race in Hawaii.
Yep.
I remember a long time ago when you talked about the like street race with having Diamond Head in the background.
Mm-hmm.
But, again, here we are in Hawaii, and all they can do is figure out how do we raise taxes, how do we get more money so we could build the stuff you don't want. Whatever you don't want is what we work on. Okay, so anyway... On that note, as always, take care of your car. It'll take care of you, and we'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Thanks, Bob. Yes, so, yeah, if you have any questions or comments, give us a call at 808-524-1080. You know, it's really sad that all of this is happening, and it's getting more and more. I don't know if any of you notice it, but it's happening more and more. And they never, ever, ever say that person was racing. Why? Because they don't want you, the general public, to demand something be done to have a racetrack. They don't want a racetrack. They don't care if the young folks die. Well, just wait until one of those cars or motorcycles kill them. Those people in office. Then they will wake up. But then it's too late. But, you know, this is all so sad. Really sad. And there is an ideal spot to build a racetrack. It's the feedlot. The bottom of Campbell Estate. There's a big lot. And it's called the feedlot. The state owns it. The state owns it. They can't build anything there because it's in the tsunami zone or some flood zone there. But you can build a racetrack. Anyway, that's what's happening, and it's so sad. I just hope that this so-called, what they call speeding, doesn't get out of hand and start going into homes and houses and killing people. It's really sad. That young man that died, I really strongly believe that the CV shaft, the front axle shaft, broke off because it's supposed to have been replaced, but nobody brought it to his attention that it needs to be replaced. It is sad. It is dangerous, and I've investigated a lot of accidents and found that the CV shaft was the cause of the accident.
Where do you find a CV shaft? In the front?
It's in the front. And if you, the people, want to check your own car, then all you got to do is turn the wheel all the way to the left or all the way to the right, get a flashlight, and look in the back of the wheel where the axle is and see if there's a splatter of grease. If there is a splatter of grease, the shaft needs to be replaced because that rubber boot is broken and the grease has left. There is a replacement rubber boot, but I don't recommend that because when the grease got out, that shaft was running without grease. And you know what happens with that? It becomes loose. So put a new one. It's worth it. It's your life. Don't just change the rubber boot. Okay? So, anyway, because people, shops, auto shops are not checking that, and safety check is not checking that, you the people need to check it yourself to be safe. Okay? I remember way back, this lady came in with a car, and her shaft was ready to break off. She came in because it was making some noise. It was really loud. So I told her, no, you cannot drive the car. It's not safe. You gotta leave it, find another way to get around until you can get money to change the shaft. She insisted. She took the car. A week later, she calls me. She crashed the car on Kapahulu. And that was good. She crashed on Kapahulu because she was headed for the H1 freeway. But the shaft broke off and she hit the telephone pole. She couldn't control the car. So it was good. It happened there and not on the freeway.
So when that happens, can you step on your brakes and stop?
No. When that shaft breaks off, if you're lucky, the brakes will work. But in most cases, the shaft will whip around and cut the brake line and break the steering, so you have no steering and no brakes. So I don't care if you're Mario Andrade or any professional racer, you're not going to be able to control the vehicle. With no brakes and no steering, only heaven help you. But that is very important and need to be brought out. And the news media need to go research and find out why. Not just say, so-and-so died, blah, blah, blah. No. There's a reason. What happened? Okay? But since we're on that subject about the news media, not researching, they come out always and say, when they mechanics, they say ethanol's not good. Well, being the news media, they should research it to see if what this mechanic is saying about ethanol not being good, if it's true. You don't want to put bad news on that's not true. So they should research it. But anyway, that's the news people. Ethanol is a good fuel, and it can bring the economy up if we made it in Hawaii at Maui Sugar. If Maui Sugar had turned over and did ethanol instead of sugar, all those workers wouldn't be laid off. Laying off those workers was a domino effect on the economy. Think about it. We're all in this together. If one shuts down, it's a domino effect down the road. Okay? So, think about that. Okay? Now, if you need tinting on your windows, I recommend going to see Pro Tint Hawaii. Pro Tint Hawaii does excellent work, good work, And they're located right in Kalihi. And they're very reasonable. They also have a clear tint. I don't think you can call it a tint because it's not a tint. It's just clear. A clear film that cuts UV rays and heat tremendously. Go check it out. Have the guy there, Dwight, check it out for you and show you how it cuts the heat. And that way you don't have to put the sunshade on when you park your car. Call Pro Tint Hawaii at 341-9798. 341-9798. Okay? Okay, so. And if you got a question, give us a call at 808-524-1080. 524-1080. Anyway, I was at a cruise night and talking with some young people. And this group of young people I talked with never ever been to Hawaii Raceway Park. They don't know how it used to be in the old days. And they really missed it. It's sad. The Junior Dragster program that I had started way back had lots of young kids coming in. Lots of them. Not only boys, mostly girls. Okay? Because racing is one sport that girls can compete against the boys. Even. Okay? So, it was good. It was exciting for them. And it had a lot of value. Value to their life. Value to their future. Because one of the stipulations we had was grades count. You could not race if your grade was below C. Okay? So anyway, it's break time again, right?
It is. We'll be right back with George Nita on Hawaiian Automotive 101.
She's real fine, my.
EnviroClean is all-natural, non-toxic, and eco-friendly. Chemical-free kitchen and bathroom cleanup. Just sprinkle on the counters, clean and wipe. Sprinkle in the toilet, brush and flush. Oil in your pots and pans, sprinkle in, wipe out, and throw away. No more cooking oil down your drain. And those stains on your carpet, tile, your garage floor, even grease on your driveway. EnviroClean will take it all away. So call Dennis at 808-223-9367. He's helping to keep Hawaii's environment clean. Once again, that's Dennis at 808-223-9367. And remember, go green with EnviroClean.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone. So you don't have to go there. You just call them and they set it all up. Talk to VJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself, the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive. Now I would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom, knowing that it ruins life and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives? Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. These are my final moments, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409. My 409.
Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you would like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here's Mr. George Nita.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and who do we have?
We don't have anyone. He had many good points, but he didn't want to go on the air. And then he's saying, why were the muscle cars of before rear-wheel driven versus front-wheel drive cars?
Mm-hmm. Well, they're still rear-wheel driven on the muscle cars. The reason the manufacturers went to front-wheel drive is because cost of manufacturing. It's faster and cheaper to build a front-wheel drive because the trans, the engine, everything is in one package, and it bolts up to the body and is done.
Is that the only advantage for front-wheel drive?
Yes. It's for money. The same with struts. Struts were invented for drag racing, and rack and pinion steering was also invented for drag racing because of lightweight and less cumbersome.
Front-wheel drive?
No, front...
What are you talking... What do you mean?
Front-wheel drive from the manufacturing end. This is from the manufacturers.
Uh-huh.
GM told me way back they were going to go front-wheel drive because it's 10 times cheaper to manufacture. It's all cost of money. Nothing else.
So if you get in an accident... A front-wheel drive versus a rear-wheel drive car, what's the difference if you have a front-end accident?
It's the same thing. It's exactly the same thing, depending on the type of car you have. I don't want to mention the brand, but on the certain brands, the car dives under the front object.
So,
and the front object comes onto your windshield.
So that's for front-wheel drive cars?
Yeah, because the weight is all in the front. The majority of your weight is on the front of the car.
So other than that, there's no difference whether you get a front-wheel drive car or a rear-wheel drive car?
Yeah, in an accident, no, it doesn't make a difference. So it's all about money.
What's the advantage of having rear-wheel drive cars then?
Well, a back-wheel drive car, the power is on the back wheel. The car has a better acceleration. And this is talking about performance and speed. It's better acceleration, and control is better because the power is on the back. The front is doing the steering and the braking. Okay, but when you put the power on the front wheel, 80% of your stopping is with brakes. And 80% of the brakes is on the front wheels, not the rear. So if you got your brakes on the front and you're accelerating with the front, what happens to your braking power? You cut your braking power. But if you put the power on the rear wheel and there's no power pushing the front, when you step on the brake, the car stops faster. Okay? Because there's no power pushing the wheel. It's just coasting. Whereas the back is the one pushing, so it stops a lot faster with a rear wheel drive. Okay? That's the difference. What are you saying?
What cars today that are manufactured are wheel or rear wheel driven?
A lot of them. General Motors, Ford, Chrysler, the European cars, a lot of Japanese cars.
Are back wheel drive, not front wheel drive.
Yes, the high end cars like Lexus and what's that other, the Nissan, I forgot the name now. They're back wheel drive.
Maxima?
Yeah. But not all of them. The high end cars are rear wheel drive. Okay? And European cars are rear wheel drive.
Like BMW, Mercedes.
Yep. Why?
Jaguars.
Why? Why is it rear wheel drive?
Safety? I don't know.
Well, yes, it's safer, and the performance, the handling is 100 times better with a rear wheel drive. That's it. A lot of people see the front wheel drive because they assume that that's the way to go. But no, the manufacturers did it because it's cheaper. The manufacturers did struts where the spring and the shock is all in one. They did it that way because, again, it's cheaper. Well, we did it in racing, in drag racing, because it's lighter. And not the cheap, but it's lighter. And we did the rack and pinion steering because it's lighter. The rack and pinion steering is half the weight of the normal conventional steering. So in racing, it's everything with weight. You want to get the weight off the car, off the front. So anyway, that's what came out. But as far as strength, there's not as strong as the old style steering and the old style shock and spring. But the shocks and spring are separate. They're not as one. Okay?
Nothing's made like the good old days.
That's right. Nothing's built like the good old days. Exactly. So, anyway.
Okay, we have Celine Steve on the line.
Oh, Celine Steve.
Nothing's not made as good as the good old days.
That's right.
The good old days start coming back to life again in nostalgia. Did you see the new promotion that the 2018 Dodge Challenger SRT Demon? So they're coming out with a brand Challenger based car that's the reminiscent of the old Dodge Demon. It has 740 horsepower, 6.2-liter Hemi Demon V8, which puts out 770 foot-pounds of torque. That'll throw you back in the seat for sure.
Wow.
But it's also it's not only a lot of horsepower, but it's quite good in terms of the handling. It does, it'll do 1.8 Gs. and it will go, the front wheel, believe it or not, if you step on it, it's recorded as being able to lift the front tires off the ground 2.92 feet. So not quite 3 feet off the ground.
Wow.
Give it the gas from standing start. The 0 to 30 miles an hour is 1 second. The 0 to 60 time is 2.3 seconds. That is fast. That is faster than a Lambo and faster than a Ferrari.
Wow.
It'll do the quarter mile in 9.6 seconds. That's under a 10-second car.
Wow.
The factory.
And that's a showroom car?
Yeah, and it has, it'll redline at 6,500 RPM. And the price is going to be selling for, they say it's less than $100,000. But, I would imagine the dealers are going to probably put a premium on this car.
I guess so.
It's a street legal car. And then, but if you want to go racing, you can order the, of course, when you order the car, it doesn't have a front passenger seat. And a rear seat, it has what they call the delete. But if you want to have a front passenger seat, then you pay $1 and they'll install it for you. If you want a rear seat, which nobody really uses, but you can, it'll cost you another $1. And this car comes with, check this out. When you go racing, you go to the track, all you got to do is you take off the front two tires, and then you put on two tires, two drag racing front tires in the front of the car. It comes with two brand new front drag racing tires for the front, and it comes with a quick lift jack already in the trunk. So you take off your old tires, put on the new ones, put your old tires back in the trunk, and you can, your street tires, and you can go for it.
Wow.
Yep. Fast.
Wow. And we have no racetrack.
And you have no racetrack. But, the problem that they have with this car is that it's so awesome that I think that, people have to realize that, they have to have respect if they're going to buy this kind of car, because it has so much potential for speed and everything else that, people, if they don't respect the car, they're going to kill themselves.
That's right.
It has much power. Yeah, so, not recommended for the faint of heart, but for the disciplined, maybe older guys like us, we can drive that kind of car that we respect the car.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Wow. Anyway, that debuted at the New York Auto Show the other day. So, just fantastic. And you can have it in a multitude of colors, but there's not very many options. I think that, there was some speculation that when they ran this car on the track to test it, at 9.6 seconds, the NHRA decided that they would not allow this car to drive on the track unless they come back with some modifications to it. Under 10 seconds, or 10 seconds, you got to have a roll bar and five-point harness and a couple other things, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so because it didn't have that, you just cannot take this to the track and race it. Although, to achieve 9.6 seconds, you still got to be a pretty good driver.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's right.
You got to cut a good light, too.
But, well, they're going to be doing it on the streets in Honolulu.
Well, hopefully it doesn't come to that because, 9.6 seconds and 0 to 60 in 2.3 seconds, that's really fast.
That is.
And if the road's not good, which is our road, not good, you're going to wipe out.
That's right.
Yeah, and hopefully you don't kill yourself or kill somebody with that kind of car. But, it is has that high potential. We're starting like that, it's the muscle car wars all over again, yeah?
Yep.
The Ford Cobra Jet, the Copa Camaro, and now the Dodge Demon. So
it's coming.
Yep, it's coming down the line.
Yep.
Anyway, you take care.
And thanks for the news.
Thanks for coming out to the Food Bank Cruise today. I hope you had some fun today, you and Colo.
Yep.
Okay.
Aloha. Okay.
Break time.
Yep.
You're listening to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. We'll be right back.
EnviroClean is all natural, non-toxic, and eco-friendly. Chemical-free kitchen and bathroom cleanup. Just sprinkle on the counters, clean and wipe. Sprinkle in the toilet, brush and flush. Oil in your pots and pans, sprinkle in, wipe out, and throw away. No more cooking oil down your drain. And those stains on your carpet, tile, your garage floor, even grease on your driveway. EnviroClean will take it all away. So call Dennis at 808-223-9367. He's helping to keep Hawaii's environment clean. Once again, that's Dennis at 808-223-9367. And remember, go green with EnviroClean.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone. So you don't have to go there. You just call them and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And who do we have?
A lot of off-air today.
Oh, okay.
He said that I guess the mayor wants to raise the property tax. It was in the front page, I guess, either on the newspaper on Tuesday or Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
And he's saying that the mayor kind of deceived us because when he was running for office, he said he wasn't going to raise the property tax.
Yeah, you can trust them as far as you can throw your car. So
he's saying maybe we should impeach him.
Oh, that's too good for him. In Thailand, they hang him. They pull him out of office and take him to the nearest tree and hang him. Because, you know, it's not right to lie to the people just to get into office. You know, not only that, but, you know, folks, I feel really bad for the people who are struggling and cannot afford to live in paradise. Okay? Hawaii is a very, very beautiful place. And you're fortunate to be living here, except not fortunate because the cost of living. Now, number one is property tax. By the way, property tax in Oregon and a lot of states on the mainland, they do not charge seniors property tax. Yes, and a lot of states don't charge them tax for anything they buy. Cars or whatever, they don't get charged tax for the seniors. A lot of states really take care of seniors. Hawaii hangs the seniors, hangs the children. Car registration, vehicle registration in Hawaii is one of the highest in the nation. Yes. It's one of the highest. Arizona, Colorado is between $35 and $40 a year. $35 to $40 a year, folks. Come on. What's going on? What's the reason for really torturing the people of Hawaii? Well,
didn't They don't want you to drive.
Look at it the realistic way. And I check with DMV. They're blaming the computers that they're having problems registering cars. There are about 50% unregistered cars on Hawaii, in Honolulu. 50%. Why? They cannot afford it. If you cannot afford to pay for that and the car insurance, you know, you're just not going to register the vehicle. And the city loses money. The city and state lose money because the people are not registering the vehicle. So if you make it too expensive, they don't register. It's like a restaurant, folks. The same thing. If you're the owner of Zippy's and you charge $20 for a sign-in, who's going to come? You're going to lose a lot of customers. No matter how good your service or how good your food is, you raise it out of reach, people will not come. Same thing. Now, if our political people would only look at everything like a business, okay, maybe we get someplace. And the landowners, they charge so much for the lease rents, businesses close down and move off to the mainland, where it's much cheaper to do business. So when small business closed down, you get less taxes. You get less taxes, and instead of thinking of ways to make it produce more taxes, they raise the tax. I mean, anybody off the street can do that. It's simple. Oh, let's raise property tax. Oh, let's raise gasoline tax. And by the way, the gasoline tax, if you go back in history, was all temporary. There is no such thing as temporary tax in Hawaii. It's all permanent. Once you give them the money, are you kidding? You think they're going to give it back? No. They love it. They ask for more. So, you know, I can announce this on the radio and become very unpopular with politicians, but I'm just representing you, the people of Hawaii. You know, because I know how many people out there are struggling. And that's not right. That is not right. So, the best mayor that we ever had, not us here in Oahu, but on the Big Island, was Bernard Acana. Bernard Acana was very good. He went to all the regular people, the regular workers of the city, and asked their advice. Not to the supervisors, but the regular workers. The regular workers told him what was the best thing. And that's how he became, he was the best mayor for the Big Island. Okay? Nobody else. Anna was a good man. And the people of the Big Island were so fed up with all that thing about promises, empty promises and stuff. They saw him running for mayor and they all voted for him. Now that's smart. That is really smart. But does that happen on Oahu? No. People only go home and grumble. The grumbling is not going to change anything. So, but anyway, rear wheel drive is a better car to have. 4x4 is good, but it needs more gas. The more economical is the rear wheel drive because it's safer, number one. And number two, it's all in all a better car. That's why BMWs and Mercedes and Jaguars and Audis, they're all back-wheel drive. Okay? Ferraris, Lamborghinis, they're all rear-wheel drive. They're not front-wheel drive. So, think about it. Think about that. The expensive Japanese cars are rear-wheel drive. The cheapies are front-wheel drive. So, whatever. Okay, so I recommend still using the Shell 92. It's your best gas and will give you the most mileage. This is Hawaii, folks. Let's keep it that way. And please take care of each other. And don't drink and drive. And we'll see you on next week, Saturday. And happy Easter. Aloha.